From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. The world is experiencing a major health crisis. As the new coronavirus spreads, many countries are limiting their citizens' activities. Travel has been restricted. Many schools are closed. In major cities around the world, restaurants and other businesses are shut down. Public emergencies bring out a certain type of person, the panic shopper. Some people fear not being able to find basic needs for survival. So they buy everything off supermarket shelves in preparation for the days to come. Bread is often among the first products to disappear in emergency situations. So if you have never made bread, now may be a good time to learn. Bread making is a survival skill. With very few simple things, such as flour, salt, and yeast, you can bake a fresh loaf of bread for your family, neighbors, or coworkers. Baking is not just a useful survival skill. It can make you feel better at stressful times. In fact, baking and cooking have been used to treat people with mental health issues. Julie Ohana is a social worker. She offers what she calls culinary therapy to her patients in New York City.
I say therapy because to me, cooking is so therapeutic. And therapeutic really means something that makes you feel good, something that is helpful and beneficial to the person doing it.
Julie Ohana uses culinary therapy to help people overcome many kinds of issues. She explains that culinary therapy works on many levels.
So when you're in the kitchen, whether you're cooking or you're baking, it really requires a certain level of mindfulness, of being present in the moment. Specifically when you're baking, and baking really requires step-by-step, following a recipe, being more precise, kneading the dough or rolling something out. You really get the full benefit of being present in the moment and being able to relax and put aside all the other thoughts and just, you know, focus on the here and now. And there really are very strong benefits of being able to do that, to be able to relax, to decompress, de-stress, and really increase one's level of life satisfaction.
Ohana says baking is a process filled with love. It not only makes you feel good, it produces something tangible, something you can touch and eat. Ohana calls baking a labor of love.
And when you bake, you go through this whole process, and it really is a labor of love. And you end up with the finished product that not only is it tangible, but it's edible and it's delicious.
Often our food experiences are tied to family memories and stories. We remember meals our grandmothers made. We teach our children important recipes for family favorites. Ohana says something that all bakers know. Giving delicious baked goods makes the giver feel as good as the receiver. So she calls baking a win-win.
To be able to pass that on to someone else certainly can make the day for the person receiving it, but it's also just as powerful for the person who's giving the baked goods. It's a win-win. It's not just something purely that you do for the other person. The baker, the cook, really gets to benefit from the act as well.
And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Ana Mateo.